This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An explosion at a crowded gas station in Azerbaijan's Nagorno-Karabakh region has killed and injured scores of people as thousands of ethnic Armenians have rushed to flee Armenia. The separatist government's human rights ombudsman said 68 people were killed and nearly 300 more injured by the blast, the cause of which remains unclear. Armenia's government says 28,000 people, about 23% of the Nagorno-Karabakh region's population, have fled across the border since Azerbaijan's swift military operation last week to fully reclaim the region after three decades of separatist rule. U.S. President Joe Biden and 2024 Republican frontrunner former President Donald Trump both traveled to the state of Michigan this week to talk to local auto industry workers as a United Auto Workers strike spreads around the country. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden joined the picket line with striking auto workers outside a General Motors plant near Detroit Tuesday and backed their demand for a 40% pay increase.
You guys, the UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices, gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
Biden's appearance here comes one day before his leading challenger, former President Donald Trump, is scheduled to address workers at a nearby auto parts supplier.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday sanctions on Russia were not sufficient to halt its aggression.